President Trump says he's ending a policy of separating children from parents crossing illegally at the U.S.-Mexico border. But what's next for dozens of parents already detained in Washington with children held in other states? 88.5's Will James reports they could be in for a long wait.
The roughly 50 parents detained in Washington are part of a larger group of more than 200 people who were sent here to await hearings in the state's already burdened immigration court system. Jorge Barón leads Northwest Immigrant Rights Project, which provides legal help to people facing deportation. He says this sudden influx of cases is unusual.
We had a slightly similar situation in 2016 where we had about 150 Haitian asylum seekers that were brought to the Yakima County Jail. But obviously in that situation, we did not have the factor of family separation, which adds a whole layer of, you know, humanitarian impact.
Washington has a backlog of nearly 11,000 immigration cases, more than at any point in the last 20 years. Barón says some asylum seekers held at facilities in SeaTac and Tacoma for over a month still have yet to undergo an initial interview. Northwest Immigrant Rights Project has filed a lawsuit on behalf of three parents who are seeking reunification with their children. Will James, 88.5 News.